Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva and he went to Chorav. So Rashi over here asks the question, why did it have to say Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva? The Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva. We already know from the previous week's parsha, at the end of parsha's Toldos, it tells us he left Be'er Sheva. Why did it have to repeat again? Vayetze. He should have just said, Vayelech Yaakov Korona, Yaakov went to Choron. So Rashi says, Elo Magid, she yitzias tzadik man amokim o yisaroisha. When a tzadik leaves a mokim, it leaves an imprint there. Actually more like a void. Shebizman shah tzadik goyir, when the tzadik is in the city, hu hoida, he is its light, who ziva, he is its shine, who hadora, he is its beauty. Yosem Isha, when he leaves the city, pona hoida, pona ziva, pona hadora, the light, the shine, the beauty, it leaves. So the Chayakar asks a question over here. If the Torah wanted to tell us, Yitzias Tzadik Man Amalkim Aisir Roshim, it could have told it to us in other places. This is not the first time in Sefer Bereishis when a tzaddik leaves a mokum. Avraham Avinu was a traveler. He went from place to place. So every time he left a mokum, you could have told me, a remez, you see a tzaddik man a mokum aysirayshim. The Torah speaks about the travels of Yitzchak from one place to another in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it could have told me, you see a tzaddik man a mokum aysirayshim. Why did the Torah pick Yaakov Avinu in particular to tell me about him? Yitzias Tzadik Men Amokim Oisereish. So the Chliyoker says a teretz. He says if the Torah would have told us by Avraham Avinu, Yitzias Tzadik Men Amokim Oisereish, that wouldn't have been such a big chiddush, because Avraham Avinu, after all, he was the Gadol Hadar, and Sarah Imenu, she was his wife. So if they left, there was nothing left behind them. Same thing with Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu was the God of Adar. If he leaves with Rivka, there's nobody left behind. But when Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva, Yitzchak and Rivka were still there. So one would think, so he left, but you still have the God of Adar left behind. So what's the big deal if he leaves that place? Afal Pekin, the Torah tells us in Chiddush that even though there are tzaddikim left behind, and even though the Gadol Hador Yitzchak is behind, Afal Pekin, you see a tzaddik ben amokim ha'isirayshin, because every individual tzaddik, no matter how many tzaddikim there are, every individual tzaddik makes a reishim on the place where he's at. And when he leaves, panahoyda, panaziva, panahadar. I heard another terrorist to this question from a Rav Balkany, one of the Beis Yaakovs in Borupak, said a wonderful teretz. That Avraham Avinu, when he left, he made a reishim on the place where he left. That's a davar parshat. Avraham Avinu was the Avraham Goyim. He had relationships with so many people. He was mekar people to his kanvei hashchina. He had a tremendous social life, a ruchniyistik social life. But he was very much attached to all of the people around him. So of course, when he leaves, you'd see a tzaddik ben amokim ha'isirayshim. Yitzchak Avinu was a rosh yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu had a relationship with the people around him. So of course, when he leaves that mokim pshita, that it makes a roshim. But Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov Ishtam Yeshavayhom. Yaakov Avinu sat in the tent of Teiri Yaimon Valayla. He didn't have a shaykhus with the people around him. So what possible roshim could it be? Nobody speaks to him. Nobody really knows him on a day-to-day basis. He had no shaykhus with them. The Yafal Pekin, the Torah tells us, Yitzias Tzadik Men Amokim Oisereishim. Even if he doesn't have daily contact with them, the very presence of a Tzadik and Amokim, even if it's secluded, Yafal Pekin, Yitzias Tzadik Men Amokim Oisereishim. We'll speak a little bit more about that in just a minute. Rashi is Myrick in his Lashon over here. Tzadik hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadara. He is the light, he is the shine, he is the beauty. Tzadik leaves, pona hoida, pona ziva, pona hadara. What is this hoid, ziv, and hadara? And why was it necessary for Rashi to be ma'irich on this? Like three things. Hoid, ziv, hadara. Tzadik contains all of these three qualities. What are these three qualities? I once heard a pshat from Rav Zeb Hoberman Shlita. He said to understand these three qualities, we could use as a marshal the relationship between the sun and the moon. The sun is a tremendous force on its own. Even if it wouldn't give off rays, it's a powerful force on its own. Gases there that bring the heat up. It's unbelievable what the sun has within itself. In addition to that, it gives off rays. At any given second, there are billions of tons of energy that come down to this earth because of the rays of the sun. In addition to that, it lets its light off so that the moon takes on a different matter. The moon takes on the reflection of the sun so that the moon looks differently. Without the sun, the moon would not have the matter that it has. The hoyd is the sun itself. The power of the sun itself without giving off rays. The ziv are the shines, the power that it lets off. The hodar is the beauty of the sun reflected on the moon. When a tzaddik is in a city, even if he doesn't have any shyness with anybody, he's secluded in a mokka, in his own dalavamis, that is hoyd. That in itself is a ma'ilah for the city. In addition to that, if the tzaddik has shyness with people, he learns with them, he tells them the rei Torah, he gives them musar, those are the rays of the sun. That's the ziv of the tzaddik. But then it reaches a point that people that are in the dalavamis of the tzaddik, they see the way he conducts his life, so their life changes and they look differently. The lessons of the tzaddik are so, there's so much fear on others that they change. That is the hodor of the tzaddik. So when the tzaddik is in the city, who hoida, he is the force of heat on his own, who ziva, he is the shine that mashpia on others, who hagara, his beauty reflects on others. Tzaddik leaves, pana hoida, pana ziva, pana hagara. On certain mayri de gemaisa, from Rav Shalom Shvadron, Zeke Tzaddik Levrach, he said that there was once in the late 1800s, there was a terrible cholera epidemic in Lithuania, some of the Russian cities. Every city was hit by this epidemic. Nebuch. Every family, Yiddish families, Nebuch lost relatives. There was one city of Eshishak, that not one person was affected by the epidemic. This went on 1 week after another. Not one person was hit by the epidemic. One Shabbos, the Rav of Eshishah, Rav Avram Shmuel of Eshishah, was an Olam Gadol. In his weekly Shabbos Russia, he said, Mayrev Rav Yisai. He said, Baruch Hashem, the city of Eshishah has been fortunate that nobody has been hit by this terrible, terrible plague. So one might make the mistake and think that it's B'schus the Rav, he's the one that's being made in on the Kehillah. So I want to be my dear B'Shabbos Ravim, that has got nothing to do with me. Points to a young Kailal man that used to sit in the corner. He says, that younger man over there, a whole week he stands by his shtender and he learns without hefsek. It's in his schus that everybody in the city was saved. Unfortunately, a few days later, this younger man was called, you know, he had to go home. He was away from home. The Kailal man used to go away from home in those days. So he was called back home, and the moment he left the city, the epidemic never hit that particular town. So the Rav was able to spear on. So he had someone, sat in his vinkula, stood in his vinkula, he had no shakas with anybody. The very presence of the tzaddik in a mokayim, that in itself is a meritikin thing. That's what you see from Yaakov Avinu, that chiddush that we said, that even though Yaakov was a yoshev eholim, the yitzia makes a roshim. The very fact that he is a hoy, that he is a light, that in itself is a meritikin kayach. Pana hoyda, pana ziva, pana adar. Okay, so the Torah had to say, Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shava. But it could have just said, Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shava Lichoron. Why did it have to say, Vayelech Choron? Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shava Lichoron. The truth is that Rashi later on answers this question. And Rashi says that the Torah is telling us over here that Yaakov Avinu loved Ber Shava and he went all the way to Choron when he realized he hadn't stopped off at the Mokum of Har Habayis to Daven. So after he reached Choron, he decided to turn back, and that's when Yerushalayim, the mountain, Aron Uriah jumped towards him. So that's why it says, Vayelech Choron, he had already gone to Choron. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says a remarkable shot over here. Why couldn't you say Vayetzi Yaakov Mibeer Shogol Lecharon? Why did it have to say Vayelecharon? The Medrash tells us that before Yaakov Avinu left, Rivka Imenu gave him a bracha, Kimalocha Yitzavaloch Lishmorocha B'chol Derochecha. And there are numerous psukim in Tanakh that speak about this thing of Malachim guarding someone. First ever she picked this pasuk, Ki Malach Yitzavaloch. So the Vilna Gaon said that the name of the Malach that is in charge of watching people when they travel is Yud Vav Hei Chav Yuhach. The Seif Tevis of Ki Malach Yitzavaloch is those letters of Yuhach. And maybe she could actually use that pasuk to give him a bracha that the Malach should be with him. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Al Yifter Odom Mechaveray Elamitoich Dvar Halacha. A person should not part with his friend, only Mitoich Dvar Halacha. And the Gemara says over there what kind of halachas one could say. The Vilna Gaon's minig was that whenever he used to say goodbye to a Talmud, this is the halacha he told him. Every time the same thing. Yochid Virabim Halacha Kirabim. Yochid Rabin, we have a machlokes, a rabbin against the yochid, the halacha is like the rabbin. What's that? Just why not get that halacha? The rishitavis of yochid, the rabbin, halacha, your rabbin is yuhach. The male, he wanted that malach to go along with the talmud to be shamer over him, so that was the dvar halacha that he used to part with yochid, the rabbin, halacha, your rabbin. Now let's look at this pasuk over here. Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Shova, Vayelech Charan. They really could have said, Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Shova Licha. It says Vayelech. So which letters in Vayelech are extra? The Vav is certainly extra. The Yud is extra, and the Chav is extra. The Lamed is not extra, because if it would have said Licharan, you would need the Lamed anyway. So Vav, Yud, Chav is extra, and the Hey of Choron is extra. So the Torah's Maramas to us over here, these four letters are from Chaim of Osner. It was Mekuyim, the words of Rivki Imenu, Ki Malach of Yitzavaloch, the Shmarcha B'chol D'Rochecha, those four letters of Yuhak, the Malach, that went with him, were Shamer over him, and Mimele he had Hatzlacha in his trip. So he's up to Chaim of Osner, a remarkable pshat based on his Rebbe the Grub. And he encountered the place. It doesn't say Vayavoy El Hamokin. He came to the place. Vayavoy El Hamokin would be Mashmi. He came to the place and he was prepared when he came to the place. And he realized that he was coming to the place. Vayivka means it was a sudden encounter. Suddenly, he encountered Har HaMoriah. He wasn't expecting it. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains later on, Yaakov Avinu, in his haste to run away from Esav, he went all the way to Choron. He had totally forgotten about the Mokum of the Beis Hamikdash. He didn't stop to daven there. He came to Choron. He realized, Oyvei, is it possible that the place where Abraham Avinu, where Yitzchak, where they daven, is it possible that I didn't stop to daven? So he turned back. And the moment he turned back, he came till Beisel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this tzaddik passed by my hotel and I shouldn't let him sleep there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted Har HaMoriah and he brought it to Yaakov. That's by Yivka. He came suddenly. Wasn't expecting it. Because he was right nearby to the north. Wasn't expecting it. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say you see a Moedik Alimut from over here. A lot of times people go through life and they feel that they could have made more out of the opportunities that they had earlier on in life. And now they're later on in life and they say, yeah, I blew it. You know, those opportunities, I'm never going to get back again. And nothing's ever going to become of me. There's no chance for me. But that's a false hashkafe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ways of giving back opportunities. If a person really wants to go back and to be able to make the most of his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give him a kvitzas haderech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make him accomplish in a short time what normally it would take a regular person a lot longer to accomplish. That's what happened over here to Yaakov Avinu. He missed the opportunity of davening by Har HaMoriah. He comes to Choron. He says, Oyvei, I missed that opportunity. He finally felt bad about it, and he wanted to go back. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He didn't make him go all the way back and take up all that time. He brought the Haran Maria to him. He gave him that Pitzus HaDerech. In life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives back opportunities that people think they lost. But Rashi asks the question, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop him L'chadchila when he was at Haran Maria? Because why did he make him go all the way to Chora and then make him turn back and then bring Haran Maria to him? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to sleep there, he should have stopped him right there. Should have made the sun go down there. And for Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not play with our Kleiach HaBechira. If Yaakov Avinu did not pay heed to stopping there at the moment, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to stop him. But it's only when he finally decided, okay, I missed that opportunity, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want that opportunity back, I'm willing to give it to you, and that's when he gave him that Pitzus HaDerech. And that's the same with us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring back opportunities, stop us early, that doesn't happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not play with our Kleiach HaBechira. But when a person earnestly feels bad, I lost an opportunity and I wish I could make the most of it, and he wants to do something about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give him a Pitzus HaDerech that it takes him a lot less than what he really thought it was. That's a Maridik Alimud that we can learn from this week's parasha over here. The pasuk says, Vayikach me'avnei hamakom, he took from the stones of the place, Vayosim Rash Yosef. A few psukim later, after he woke up, it says, Vayikach as her Evan Loshen Yachid. So Rashi says that he took a few stones to place by his head, and the stones started fighting with each other. This one wanted it, this one wanted it. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He put them all together and he made them all into one stone. That way Yaakov Avinu was on all the stones together. How do we understand this Maamar Chazal? Stones are fighting with each other. This one wants and this one wants. They're arguing. I mean, are they animate objects that could talk, that could speak, that could fight? What's the pshat? So Shlomo Volber in his Sefer on Chumash says, "A mayor the pshat." We look at a stone and we see this domain, thing that doesn't move. And we look at it, we say, it's like it's not even a bria, just there. It stands there. But the Emes says that's a major mistake. Every chelik of the bria has in it a spark of HaKadosh Baruch. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Uveruach Piv Kol Tzivon. The word of Hashem created everything. It created Shamayim, it created Oretz. Every blade of grass has a Ruchnius Niki Nukud in it. Everything, every stone has an inner spiritual Nukuda inside that we can't see. And he gives us a marshal. He says, you know, in the last 100 years, they've revealed atomic energy. You take the smallest unit in an object, and you crack open its shell, and it releases a tremendous amount of inner energy. Who would have dreamt that the tiniest little unit would be able to give off so much energy? Whether it's L'Tayyub, we could use atomic energy for good things, or for Korban, but L'maisa, there's an inner energy there. Every Bria has an inner Ruchnizdik energy. An inner Kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every chelik of the Bria, every stone, has a tremendous teshuka, has a tremendous ratzon, that ruchnizdik energy be utilized, L'Tayyubas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person should elevate the entire Bria. That is the Taklus HaOdam. The Taklus HaOdam is to take the Gashmius, the Gebria, every chelik of it with its own little nekuda of Ruchnius, we should utilize it for the Tzayruk of Avedis Hashem, and that is ma'ala the entire Bria. So what it says over here, Dr. Shlomo Volber, that the stones were fighting, doesn't literally mean that they were talking, they were fighting. It means every one of these stones had an inner Ruchnius Dikitchuna that had that rotzen that the tzaddik should use it for his chelik and avodas Hashem. Well, why are we at tzaddik zeres roishik? And that's really the entire bria is like that. Every chelik of the bria has an inner Ruchnius Dikitchuna that should come in contact with Ruchnius so that the tzaddik in a generation should be malid and bring it up. And that's really the koyuk of a tzaddik. Tanu Chokham, one that does ma'isim tovim, is the koyuk to elevate the entire bria. A person eats a suda Shabbos, he elevates that entire suda. Says the Brit Torah, he sings smiris, he takes the challah and he takes the gefilte fish, he elevates that entire bria. And it's like that with every chilek of avodas Hashem. The inner ruchnis, the getchunos, are elevated by the avoda of that person. In addition, contradiction you see from over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu united all of these stones to become one. That is the koyach of a tzaddik, or a regular Oyvid Hashem. He's able to make a symphony out of the entire Bria. Because he lives a life where everything is in harmony. He knows exactly what he's doing, when he's supposed to be doing it. He utilizes this chelik of the Bria for this Avodas Hashem. He utilizes this chelik of the Bria. So the Ruchnis, the Ketchunas, are Meila. They come in contact with the tzaddik. They unite with the tzaddik. They become one big harmony. Meila, that's what's represented over here by all of the stones uniting into one. A tzaddik has the koyach of uniting the entire Bria. And that really is what it says in Chazal, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholem Ba'olam. They bring Sholem into the world because the different koyches of the Bria, they are attracted to the tzaddik, and by the tzaddik utilizing all of them, he brings them all into their tachlis, and he blends them all into that beautiful picture, the tachlis HaBria. Vayider Yaakov neder leimor, and Yaakov Avinu made a neder, saying, "If Yehi Elokim Imadi, if Hashem will be with me, Ushmarani baderech hazeh asher anochi hoilek, he will guard me on this way on which I am going. V'nosan lilechem leachol, ubeged lilbash, he will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. V'shavti b'sholom el beisavi, v'hoi Hashem li leilekim." Yaakov Avinu said that this stone I will make as a matzeva, and I will give him meiser from everything that I have. Chavetz Chaim and other mepharshim ask the question: what is the meaning of the word "v'nosan li lechem leachol uveged lilbash"? Those words are extra. Leachol and lilbash. Pshita. If Hashem is going to give me bread, of course it's for the purpose of eating. If Hashem is going to give me clothing, of course it's for the purpose of putting on. Why was it necessary for the Torah to say those words? There are mepharshim that say that unfortunately there are plenty of people in the world that could afford a lot of food and they could afford a lot of beautiful clothing, but they're not able to eat it and they're not able to wear the clothing. They're never bedridden, they're never sick, and they can't have hanah from the riches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. So here the Torah tells us, Yaakov Avinu was saying, "Vanosli lechem, but it should also be lechem. I should be able to eat it, beged, and I should be able to wear it." Because it's not just enough to have the wherewithal to do it. You have to be able to have the koiches, you have to be able to have the health, that you should be able to utilize that which Hashem gave you. But the Chofetz Chaim Taish is poshut. Lechem, lechem, and for nothing more. You need food for sustenance. Not food should become an avodah zarah. Not that a person should get involved in all kinds of cuisines and all kinds of fancy wines. With all that it becomes a religion. Beged, lilbash, person needs to cover himself. That's it. More than that, you don't need. Not that the clothing should become some sort of an avodah zarah. That it becomes a chelik of his life. He has to spend a lot of money, and it's an oil on himself. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. Lechem lechol kipshutei beged lilbash kipshutei. Not should it should take up any more of my life. Chofetz Chaim is a marshal of Mardavar Daiman. For those people that get caught up in the gashmis, the chalokim of life, marshal of Mardavar Daiman. You know, there's a fellow who wants to catch a few birds, so he sets up a trap. So he puts food into the area. And the bird is so intent on getting that food, it doesn't realize its surroundings, it doesn't realize what it's getting itself into. It pounces on the food, boom, the trap comes down on it. He says, a human being is the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a human being parnasa for the sake of supporting his family, for the sake of giving tzedakah, for the sake of paying shkar limud, for the sake of giving meiser. So what does the person do? The Eitz Hara starts trapping. He says, you know what? Fellow like you, you're making a parnasa, you know. It'd be nice if you get yourself a fancier house. If, you know, you start wearing fancier clothing. If you start getting involved more in Yom Yom Hazet, it'll bring up your covet with your chaverim. You look like a different person to them. You're going to get more covet by them, and so on. And the fellow falls for it. And he falls into the trap, and he pounces on it, and then he finds himself in the trap, and then he finds that he has to spend, well, you know, he has to spend more money and more money, and chas v'shalom, he could fall into chayiv. And as Rav Elia Lapian once said, that in Yoni Olam Hazeh are like a person that's thirsty, and he drinks herring water to quench his thirst. Salty water just makes you thirstier. And that's the same thing over here. The more and more a fellow gives in to his indulgences, the more he falls into the trap weiter and weiter and weiter. He says, that's what Yaakov Avinu asked for over here. Lechem lechol, nothing more than that. Beged ulbosh, nothing more than that. The simple life is the easy life, and it keeps a person out of trouble, it keeps a person out of chayvus. Chafetz Chaim had a granddaughter. His son Rav Leib was a goynotzer. His daughter married a multi-millionaire that lived in Bialystok. So once the Chafetz Chaim was staying over at their house, so his granddaughter came over and said, Zayda, give me a bracha. So I give you a bracha, you should always have what to eat. So she started crying. Zayda said, so what are you crying about? I gave you a bracha. I know what your hasagas are of eating. By you, a piece of black bread and a glass of borscht, that's by you in your machila. So Chaim looks at her and says, so, Shita, you have that for the rest of your life? That's all you need? Finished. I can't, like nothing. He didn't apologize, he didn't give her a bigger bracha. You should have what to eat for the rest of your life. And that was talking his hasagas. For them, it's the box and half of his time. That's the way he takes his shot in the pasuk over here. V'nosim lechem lechol u'beged lilbash. One more machshava here. On each one of these things, v'yider Yaakov neder, if ye Elohim imodi, Hashem will be with me. U'shmarani baderech hazeh, Hashem will guard me on this way. V'nosim lechem lechol u'beged lilbash, He will give me lechem lechol. All of a sudden, V'shafti b'sholem el beis avi, and I will return in peace to my father's house. Why didn't he say, like by all the rest, Hashem will return me in peace to my father's house? Why is all of a sudden over here he forgets about Hashem? So the Baal Teira Tamima, or Baruch HaLevi Epstein, has another sefer called Makor Baruch. And he says, a nifla de kibshat based on a ma'isa shahoya. He says, the Beis HaLevi, Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, once came to the city of Minsk. There, mamish people flocked to him. He was in his hotel room. A whole night, people were visiting him. One of the people that visited him was an old Talmud of his from Volozhin. So he asks his Talmud, Vostustu, what do you do? So he says, I have a shutris in business with a friend of mine, and we do export and import. We do. After he finished, he says, Vostustu, what do you do? I told the Rebbe, I have a shutris with my partner, and we do export, import. Was too stupid. I just explained to the Rebbe, I have a business with shutris. He said, you don't understand what I ask you. I ask, was too stupid. What are you doing? You're telling me about your panosim. Hakul bidei shamayim. Panosim bidei shamayim. The only thing that you're doing is chus miyira shamayim. What are you doing? What's your Yerushalayim like? What is your Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs like? What are you doing? That's what I want to know. So, the Baal Torah Tamima writes in his Sefer, that's the Pshat over here in this pasuk. Every single thing, the Yaakov Avinu mentioned the name of Hashem, and Baal Parnasa, and Osmi Beg Lulbais, and Beg Lulbais, and Lechem Lechel. But the Shafti B'Sholem Rashi types is, I will return in peace, Sholem Min Ha'Avera, in peace that no Averas will affect me. That's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls. That's something that's totally in the person himself. So there it says, V'Shafti B'Sholem El Beis Avi, I will return in peace to my father's house. I will refrain from doing any Averas. That is totally, totally in the person. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. How you doing?
I'm so tired. I'm so sick.
Exactly. Oh, you know Bauer? Bauer?